Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Significant action today for this Thursday. We were down across the board here in all the grain contracts. July corn down 11 cents, 484 and a half. July beans down 18 and a quarter. And then, of course, I guess the surprising thing is for most of the fundamental traders, July Kansas City wheat really led the way to the downside again today after doing it yesterday, and down 28 and a half in July to close near or on the lows. They haven't officially settled yet, but it looks like 778. So that's pretty disappointing there for the wheat traders, especially the ones that aren't going to grow any. And then now it's bad with the crop going down. The 50-day moving average is just a touch lower than where the market's at now. If we close at 778, that's 8 cents above the 50-day moving average. But if you look at the prices we were at 1 month ago, we're around $7.30. So we're still above where we were a month ago before the freeze. But it's done quite a bit of destruction here in terms of the charts. If you look at the some of the new crop stuff, November beans not down quite as much. Only down 7 at 12.15 and a half, and then December of 2014 corn closed at 4.81, and that would be about 30 cents off the highs from a week ago.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had several reports. We started off the morning with the USDA announcement of 104,000 tons of corn sold to Mexico for old crop, so a touch bullish there. They also announced 120,000 of new crop beans sold to China. The next round of information came from Informa Economics, a private economics firm. They increased bean acres, 580,000 acres to 82.1 million. Of course, the USDA on their last report was 81.5 million acres for soybeans. And in corn, they estimate 91.6 million acres, slightly lower than USDA's 91.7 million acres. For corn. And then the other thing that will impact us here in the South is cotton acres. They estimate 10.9 million acres of cotton planted this year. That's down 245,000 on this report. The next round of information came was the NOPA crush report. Came in right in line with expectations, 132.667. The average guess was 132.2. So it was right in line, not any big surprises with that. And then last month, we were at 153. So we've dropped off from last month, but we were right in line with the expectations. All of this information driving grain prices lower today.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were down a nickel at 137.40. May feeders were up 75 cents at 186.15. And June lean hogs closed down $1.15 at 119.42. In the grains, Kansas City July wheat was down 27.5 cents at 778 3/4. Chicago July wheat was off 12 at 678 1/4. Chicago July corn down 11 1/4 at 484 1/4. And July soybeans were down 16.5 cents at 1470 1/4. July cotton was down 34 points at 90.36 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.